The first reading today is from Exodus 3, verses 1 to 4. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire. Though the bush was on fire, it didn't burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. The next reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. But Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening.
The next reading comes from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 18 and 25 to 27. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives in you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come with you. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks very much. Could Helen just come forward now? I'll just pray for her, Helen. Lord, we just thank you for Helen. We just thank you for her ministry here. We thank you for her walk with God and that all that she encourages and inspires us. Lord, we just pray that you will open our hearts and minds to receive the words that, Lord, you've put on Helen's heart today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to stand a bit further down here. I've got this in the right place. You can hear me, can't you? It just seems a bit better than up there. Right, we've come to the part of the service. We're going to have a time of listening to God for ourselves, and we're going to do it with the help of the photographs. God is longing to speak to each one of us, but the first thing that he needs is to get our attention. And in the first Bible reading, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. He had quite a nice life. He had left Egypt under a bit of a cloud because he had murdered somebody and had to run away. He had been out In the desert, he got married, he was looking after sheep, he had a family, and a really nice father-in-law, actually, because he appears later and gives him advice when he's trying to decide what all the Israelites should be doing when they're complaining about everything. But God doesn't have a discussion with him about the burning bush and the scientific principles of how something can burn and not combust and not burn up. God does it to get his attention. And his response said is, "Here I am." And then God goes on to tell him what he wants him to hear. Very often before the service, we have pictures of something that might be going on in somebody's life. And too often we put an interpretation on it and it's totally out of the window then, because no one's going to come forward and think, well, I don't feel all those things about whatever that mountain or whatever it was they've seen. I always remember a story I read about a vicar, and he almost asked his wife in the morning to have words for somebody in the service. And one morning she said, well, I haven't got anything except a jar of Marmite. And he thought, well, I can't stand up and say, does a jar of Marmite mean anything to anybody? But because his wife had heard, he thought, well, I will, because it could be of God. And if I look silly, I look silly, but it doesn't really matter. So that morning he stood up and said, I think there might be somebody here for whom a jar of Marmite is significant. If they would like to come for some prayer at the end, then please do, and then move rapidly on, hoping that people may have perhaps forgotten. Anyway, at the end of the service, this couple came forward because it meant something to them, because they'd had an argument that morning which had involved a jar of Marmite being thrown over the kitchen. So God wasn't actually wanting to talk about some emotional black stickiness inside a glass or anything like that. He was actually wanting them. It was showing that God was interested in their lives, and then they could come forward and share for prayer what they needed. A few weeks back, I had a picture, and it was of a vase of blue and purple flowers, and I gave it out, and no one came forward. And I thought, well, it doesn't really matter, because we only ever hear about up to 80%, and that's if we're doing quite well. So I didn't think anything of it. And then about a few days later, I wanted some flowers in my hall, because we had some people coming. I thought they'd look nice. And I knew I had this hydrangea bush down at the bottom of the garden. And I thought, well, I'll go and pick some of those. So I bought them in, I stuck them in a vase, I stood back. Could I have the flower picture, please? Oh, it's there. And you can't see the colours so well there, but the one on the right was blue, and the one on the left was sort of mauvey purple. And I thought, ah, blue and purple flowers. And I asked my husband to confirm it. He's not really into colour. If something's pink, he calls it red or orange or something. And he said, I think the one's blue and the other one is a sort of mauvey purple. He said, am I right? I said, yes, that would do fine. So I thought I'd better ask God what he told me the significance of it was. And I said, Heavenly Father, what is the significance of the blue and purple flowers? And he said, Helen, I needed to get your attention. I've so much I want to say to you, but you don't give me the opportunity. And then I proceeded to write down things he wanted to say. So that's the first thing. God wants to get our attention. Our second Bible reading involves Samuel. He's only about 12 years old. I think Moses must have been about 80 by the time he heard that call. I might be wrong. But Samuel's about 12 years old. So it doesn't matter how old we are, God wants to speak to us. And so we need to position ourselves to hear. And we need to come humbly, not with any preconceived demands. Now, Samuel, at first, it says that in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions, so they weren't used to hearing God's voice. And Samuel had thought that it was Eli, whom he was working for, the high priest. And he kept saying, I'm here, you know, what do you want? Eli suspected that God was speaking to Samuel, but Eli couldn't hear the voice, you notice. It was only Samuel who could hear, because it was only God who was speaking to Samuel, not to Eli. But So Eli said, go back, and the next time say, speak, for your servant is listening. So that's what Samuel did, humbly, openly, not with any agenda. And I know he was only 12 years old, but he said, speak, for your servant is listening. And then, of course, God could begin to talk to him about what he wanted to say. Now, I've lost my place. Right, so we can still hear God. It doesn't have to be an audible voice. It could be a still small voice, an internal voice, a word or a phrase, a sense of something that brings peace. But it'll always be something that will strengthen, encourage or comfort. It won't be anything that is derogatory or negative or a put down, the sort of things that we might feel in our lives about ourselves. God does not see those things and would not say those things to us. And it will always bring hope and peace. So our third Bible reading was from John 14. If we believe and love Jesus and have our given our lives to him and want to go his way, then the words of John 14 apply to us. Verse 26 and 27 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and I will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." I had a picture of Jean Stead standing up last week, and she was standing there holding her Bible because she said, "It's by grace and it's by faith in the Word of God that I stand." And she's absolutely right. So the more we are able to read our Bibles, the Bible course has been wonderful. The more that we, every time we come on Sunday morning, we hear the Word of God, and that gets stored up in our spirits. And then when we hear God's voice, we are more likely to be able to judge carefully whether it came from God or whether it didn't. The more we have the Word of God stored up in our spirits, the more we've heard it, the more we're applying it in our lives. I would say there's a direct correlation between hearing God accurately and how much of the Word of God is in our lives and how important it is to us. But then I was thinking, we'll just come to where we are here with these photographs today. About last November, as Andrew said, we had a soul meeting, and it was in the hall here at Mark's Tay. And we had people there who had come from Thurrock Christian Fellowship. And they have a ministry of taking photographs out onto the streets and encouraging people to come and look at them and choose something that might have attracted or caught their attention. Now, these people are not necessarily Christians, but God loves all of us, doesn't he? I'm always reminded of John 3:16. John says there, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And also Revelation 3:20, God is wanting us all the time, "Behold, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in and eat with him and he with me." So they speak words of blessing, like we were talking about this morning, into the lives of these people who have chosen a picture and maybe a word into their lives that really makes them know that God loves them and is seeking after them to have a relationship with them and bring them back close to himself. So when we had this time, I chose this lake picture. And just to give you an idea of the sort of things that God says, that, as I said, strength and encourage, comfort. They're not necessarily, oh, you know, you're going to have a wonderful holiday and you're going to go off to those lakes and you're going to have a really nice 5-star hotel just on the other side with a wonderful... It's not so much... It isn't fortune-telling. This is what God said to me, if I just find it. He said, "Helen," he always uses my name. Well, this is what I sense. I always have to write my name down first. And God will always make sure you know it's him. He said, "You are looking for peace and tranquility in the circumstances of your life." So that's obviously I was, and I am. He said, "But my peace and tranquility is already within you. And that place of rest in Jesus I have already given you." Now, it didn't change my circumstances, it didn't change the way I felt, but it gave me strength, it gave me encouragement, and it gave me comfort, because Jesus has promised his peace to us It's within us. It lives in our spirits by his Holy Spirit. And therefore, I don't need to look so negatively on the circumstances of my life because I know this truth. Now, that's what was spoken to me and I wrote it down. We were then encouraged for somebody else to look at the picture, not knowing what it had spoken to us, and for them to say what they felt. And the first person said, I noticed that the jetty goes right out into the water. And I sense God saying that you are right in the middle, immersed in my tranquility. And just as the water reflects the beauty of the surrounding countryside, you reflect my beauty and glory. And I thought that was a lovely thing for people. These aren't necessarily people who even know us or anything. So that was lovely. And this other person said to me, God is more interested in who you are rather than any work you could do for them, which is true. So that is the sort of thing, but it strengthens, encourages, and comforts. So what we're going to do this morning, we're going to come up. I mean, if you don't want to, that's fine. It's not under any pressure. But you can choose a picture. There are 80 pictures here altogether, two on that side, two sets on that side. Now, it isn't necessarily something that you think is really nice, so don't spend ages looking until you think, well, don't like that one, oh, that one's nicer. It's really something that catches your attention, and it could be something that's a bit disturbing to you or something that you don't really like. So the idea is that you have a look and then choose quite quickly. And then while we're doing that, Harry will play Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. And then when everybody's sitting down, I will time it while you look at the picture. And then at the end of that timing, you can write something down. And then the person next to you will maybe just have time for one other person to look at your picture and for you to look at theirs. And then you can tell them, without knowing what they've written, what you feel God is saying out of that picture. Does that make sense? Does that clear? Yeah. So if Harry starts playing Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me, we can start going up and start looking on both sides and start choosing a picture and taking it away with you. There's pictures on both sides. Okay. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Right, we'll just have a moment of quiet now. Will you look at your picture and write down what you think God is saying to you through that picture? Remember, it's strengthen, encourage, comfort, something that gives hope and peace. And now if you show your picture to somebody next to you and ask them to write something down that they feel God is saying to you through that picture, or something that's speaking to them through the picture, but something that will be for you. Yes, somebody next to you is going to look at your... They're going to look at your picture. Yes. I'll just say it again. You're going to exchange pictures. Now, when you look at their picture, that's not God speaking to you. That's you listening to God for them. Yeah, does that make sense? Did I? Oh, I'm so sorry. Right, so if you want to share back now, you may already be doing that, what it is that you have written for the other person. That was for the sheep picture. What did you write? Is that that one? Yes, that goes with that one, does it?
Yeah.
Can you look at mine?
Do just keep looking at them and enjoy them.
And please take the pictures away with you and whatever words that you've written. And it is just it's just lovely to hear from God and to know that he is working in your life. So I hope that you have found some benefit from that this morning. I think people are still talking. So.
Thank you very much, Helen.